It is July 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Inflation is finally hitting me as McDonald's is raising the prices of their cheeseburger for the first time in 14 years. There's some Ken Griffin, Joe Ritchie, and Brad Pitt real estate news this morning. Ken Griffin is making good on his move to Florida by listing for sale the two-floor condominium units he owns at the top of the Park Tower on North Michigan Avenue for $15.75 million and $13.25 million respectively, according to the Chicago Tribune. Meanwhile, Brad Pitt paid $40 million for a circa 1918 coastal California home that was owned since 1999 by Sea Rock, a limited liability company tied to the late Chicago financier Joe Ritchie and his wife Sharon Ritchie, the Wall Street Journal reported. Andy Ross reported on LinkedIn that he is starting a new position as Global Head Prime Brokerage at Standard Chartered Bank after having been with the London Stock Exchange Group as the CEO of the now-defunct Curve Global. Krista Lockenmeyer reported on LinkedIn that she is starting a new position as Principal Regulatory Policy at the Options Clearing Corporation, OCC, after having been with the CFTC since 2008. Acuity, in conjunction with Sterling Trading Tech, has a new report titled Sell Side Systems in Need of Upgrade for New Risk Reality. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot has topped $1 billion for the third time ever. If you buy a $2 ticket, your odds of winning are around 1 in 302 million, the Wall Street Journal quoted lottery officials as saying. This information is provided just in case you need a way to fund that big margin call you have in your crypto account. The Futures Industry Association reported its June 2022 volume highlights yesterday via email. Worldwide volume of exchange-traded derivatives reached 7 billion contracts in the month of June, the highest monthly total ever recorded. The June total was up 11.8% from May 2022 and up 40% from June 2021. On a year-to-year basis, volume in the first half of the year was 38.32 billion contracts, up 32.6% from the first half of 2021. The majority of that increase came from equity index contracts. Total open interest at the end of June was 1.09 billion contracts. The June total was down 3.6% from May 2022, but up 0.5% from a year ago. FIA members can receive monthly exchange volume reports free of charge, and non-FIA members can subscribe by paying an annual fee, Sarah Rudolph reported. The FIA is holding a webinar on Thursday, August 4th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. SGT titled Digital Assets, the Transformation of Financial Markets. A panel of experts will discuss the opportunities and challenges for market participants and share what they see as the future state of market infrastructure and ecosystems. The host is John Ho, Global Head of Legal Financial Markets Standard Chartered Bank, and the speakers are Ave King, Head of Compliance for APEC Falcon X, Darius Liu, Co-Founder and Group Chief Strategy Officer at ADDX, Thomas McMahon, Co-Founder and CEO, Air Carbon Exchange, Roland Schwinn, Non-Executive Director, Signum, and Russell Toop, Senior Relationship Manager, SBI Digital Markets. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, the title, Crypto Breaks the Rules. That's the point. With cryptocurrencies, as with many other innovations, regulatory arbitrage is a feature, not a bug. One of the most common criticisms of cryptocurrency is that it is just a way to get around financial rules and regulations. That criticism is not entirely wrong, but with crypto, as with many other innovations, regulatory arbitrage is a feature, not a bug. Very often, regulatory arbitrage is most successful when the innovation improves on some aspects of older methods. The arbitrage conveys the message that the old regulations need to change. My comment, rules, what rules? Here's a story from The Independent. Existence of Loch Ness Monster, quote, plausible. Existence of Loch Ness Monster plausible, scientist says. After fossil discovery, scientists at University of Bath discovered some plesiosaurs may have lived in freshwater environments. The existence of Loch Ness Monster is plausible, British scientists have said. The suggestion came after researchers found fossils of small plesiosaurs, long-necked marine reptiles from the age of dinosaurs, in a 100-year-old river system that is now Morocco's Sahara Desert, suggesting they may have lived in fresh water. Loch Ness Monster enthusiasts have long believed that the historic Scottish folklore could be a prehistoric reptile with a small head and a long neck, similar to a plesiosaur. My comment, of course the Loch Ness Monster exists. I heard this from Bigfoot. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Libertarian cartoons promise to turn kids into little Ayn Rands. Meanwhile, while right-wing politicians and activists fight to keep all kinds of messages out of children's education, the Tuttle Twins are trying to build an online audience of budding Milton Friedmans and Friedrich Hayek. Just before she turned 6 years old, my daughter announced with an unsettling solemnity her plans for the future. I'm going to buy a mansion, she said. We were 6 months into COVID-19 lockdowns, and she was, for no reason I could discern, newly interested in capitalism. She would wake up and, before eating breakfast or going to the bathroom, start rifling through her craft supplies, demanding tape, scissors, pipe cleaners, construction paper, and so on. She told us her plan was to assemble faux flowers in mass quantities, sell them on the corner outside our apartment in Queens, New York, and, quote, get rich. My comment, the road to serfdom took a wrong turn. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Tuesday was crypto, and guns. Our top story Tuesday was crypto exchange layoffs, a brief sample from Exchange Invest on LinkedIn. Second was cryptojacking attacks on financial firms surged in first half from Bloomberg. Third was the gun industry created a new consumer. Now it's killing us from The Atlantic. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the OCC. OCC names ABN AMRO clearing executive Mike Nowak as chief financial officer. Nowak brings more than 20 years of leadership, finance, and operations experience. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, today announced its board of directors elected Mike Nowak as chief financial officer and a member of OCC's management committee, effective August 8th. As CFO, Nowak will oversee all of OCC's corporate finance functions, including treasury, finance, accounting, strategic sourcing, as well as facilities and vendor management. To help ensure a smooth transition, Nowak will work closely with outgoing CFO Amy Shelley, who is leaving OCC to pursue a new opportunity. Here's a story from Bloomberg. A $9.4 trillion results day looms in a test for stock market. Fed rate decision precedes busiest reporting day of the season. U.S. GDP jobs data as well as German inflation also expected. For analysts, the last Thursday of July is always one of the busiest dates in the calendar. This year, it's likely to be even more of a stretch. firms in the U.S. and Europe worth more than $9.4 trillion will report their latest figures tomorrow at a time when concern over the impact of rampant inflation on corporate profitability is at a fever pitch. And coming right on the back of a crucial Federal Reserve meeting and on the same day as a slew of major macroeconomic data, there will be a huge amount for market watchers to digest. Here's another story from the FT. Memo to Wall Street: don't touch the delete button. Technology marches on, but businesses' outdated approach to document retention does not. It should not be so hard to get document retention right. Governments and companies have long known that they must capture and keep important communications, not just for posterity, but for litigation and regulatory purposes. As conversations move from pen and paper to fax, phone, and email, the legal requirements followed. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.